Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I was living in Alabama at the time.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
But had flown out to Los Angeles for the weekend. It was one of my friend's weddings, and I had to attend. The event turned out to be a reunion of old friends, so without hesitation, everyone drank heavily. We drank straight for like 3 days. I was flying back to Texas, wildly hungover and miserable and completely drained. I had a flight from LA to Dallas, then a quick hop to Austin from there. I was seated by the window on the left side, where there were only 2 seats. Seated in the aisle seat was a middle-aged woman with thinning brown hair up to her shoulders. Her teeth were very bad. From the moment we made eye contact, she started giving me weird vibes. She was looking at me and smiling like a teenage girl. Not understanding what the hell was wrong with her, I couldn't help but watch her creepy gestures. She started pulling off her eyelashes and then eating them while staring at me. Out of disgust, I turned my face away and put in my headphones to watch a movie on my iPod. Throughout the movie, I thought I noticed her trying to look over my shoulder and watch the movie too. I rolled my eyes at her over-curious behavior and was about to fall asleep when she mumbled,
"Oh, great. Just ignore me."
I didn't pay attention at first, but then her behavior got even sketchier. She started scribbling furiously in the margins of a beat-up leather-bound book with a black pen. I kept peeking over at it, seeing that the entire book was filled with black circles drawn with the same pen. I woke up to see that the flight was about to land. Once it did, people started getting off the plane, but the lady made zero effort to start packing her things up and get ready to go. She kept sitting there, scribbling in her book. Being wildly hungover and cranky, I had no patience for this delay. Still, I waited, thinking once it gets to our row, she'll move. But surprisingly, she didn't. The rows behind us now started to leave. Being stuck, I finally said, "Hey, I've got a connection to catch, so I had to get moving here." Shaking her head from left to right, she replied,
No. You aren't going anywhere."
I got confused. My mind was not its sharpest that day. I responded, "I assure you, I am going somewhere. I'm getting off this plane, now." She shook her head again and said,
"But you promised you'd never leave me."
Now other people who are leaving the plane are looking at this exchange, also baffled. I looked at her in the eye and said, "Nope, I certainly never said that. I'm leaving now." As I edged past, she sighed and said,
"Well, I guess I gotta go with you then."
And then starts following me, leaving her purse and book with all her belongings on the plane. What the hell? All through the tunnel, through the terminal, and up the escalator, this woman followed me while grinning like a psycho the entire time. I increased my pace, but she was right on my heels. I didn't say anything at first, and my mind kept saying, "Why is this happening now, of all days?" I just did not want to deal with whatever the hell breakdown this woman was having. Not with the way I was feeling. I eventually get to the waiting area for the monorail to the next terminal where my connecting flight is, and she slides up right next to me, still grinning. I couldn't take it anymore, so I screamed, "All right, seriously, why are you following me like this?"
"Because I love you. and you promised me you would never be apart from me.
No, I did not promise that. I have no idea who you are. The train arrived. I got on. Shocking the hell out of me, she got on it too. She then brushed her hand against mine as she was trying to be close to me physically. I started moving around the monorail car while texting the girl I was seeing at the time, this woman. My phone was at 1% though, and died before I could get a response. I was getting severely creeped out by this woman. Her eyes were completely vacant. There was just nothing but emptiness in her stare. She didn't blink. Coupled with her unyielding grin, I was becoming sure it was only a matter of time before she snapped and proceeded to stab me or shove me down an escalator or something. As the monorail opened, I sprung out of it to call security when the woman grabbed my hand and said,
"We haven't made love in a long time. How about we show the world how much we love each other? Come here, darling. Please, come to me."
"Get off me!" The woman jumped on me, and we both fell on the floor. She then started kissing my face violently. People around us stood like statues as they were spellbound to see such a scene. I tried pushing her away, but she had more strength than me. "Leave me, you psycho!"
"Don't you dare call me that."
Saying that, she bit a chunk of my left cheek like a ravenous zombie and then licked my blood that got smeared on her lips. I screamed, "Help me, please, someone!" Right at that moment, two airport security guards came rushing at me and pulled the woman away, but she was totally out of control. She spat at them and yelled,
"Don't you all dare to separate me from my lover. Let me go. I need him. I want him."
Two people helped me get on my feet and offered me a handkerchief to cover up the wound on my cheek. It immediately turned red as I bled horribly. The woman was kicking in the air, shaking her head violently while cursing the guards. They started taking her away.
"You think you can get rid of me? You're wrong. I'll come back for you. I will come back, I promise."
Finally, she was taken into custody by the cops, and I received medical attention from the airport workers. One of the workers informed me that the woman had a complete and total meltdown on her way to the police station. She was screaming, tearing her hair out, pounding her feet. The cops had to take her away in handcuffs. To this day, I still wonder all the time what the hell was going on with that woman. I barely have ever even told this story to many of my friends because it's just so unbelievable. I never received any other information about the incident, never learned who she was or why she thought I promised her anything, let alone eternal companionship and love. To this day, when I think about the look in her eyes when she said,
"You promised me you'd never leave me."
My skin crawls. Flying by plane is a sensational experience. In my job, I have to make business trips all the time, and my company pays for all of them. My name is Ethan. I am 28 and enjoy these trips very much. I usually sleep very little and stare at the window of the plane the whole trip. Something about being in the sky and seeing the clouds, it just relaxes me and makes me happy. And the best thing is, I get paid for this. The problem is, it's not all roses. My love of flying is almost as immense as my hatred of airports. They are often confusing and crowded. The other passengers are always angry, and the employees treat you badly and are never interested in solving your problems. That's what I tell everyone. But actually, there's another reason I don't like to tell. A memory that I relive on the nights before I set foot in the airport, and it leaves me crying in bed like a child. I was only 8 years old, but I had already flown many times. At first, I was an obedient child and always stayed with my parents. But as time went by, I became more confident with the airport and started to get in trouble. That day, we were going to Italy to visit my grandparents, so I couldn't calm down, because I was so excited about all the delicious food I was going to eat and the belated Christmas presents I was going to receive. The one who couldn't think about food was my mother, and she's a little ill because of the Mexican food that we had eaten before we came, so she kept going to the bathroom. I remember, at one point, When my mother ran off, we were in line to get our bags through. I was furious with my father since he hadn't lent me his cell phone because I spent too much time playing video games. I didn't want to be with him, so as soon as I found the opportunity, I took advantage of a distraction from my dad talking to the other passengers to carefully get out of line and go to the bathroom to look for my mom. Despite being distracted, my dad quickly realized I wasn't there and desperately started looking for me, but I was already too far away, so I went to the bathrooms. When we go to a restaurant, I can find the bathrooms myself, but after a few seconds, I realized that finding them at the airport was not so easy. Time passed, and I couldn't find them. I wanted to go back to my father, but I couldn't remember how to get back either. The airport was not that big, but from the perspective of an 8-year-old, it was immense. I tried to stay calm, but I couldn't. So with a few tears, I approached a couple and spoke to them. "Do you know where the bathrooms are?"
"I'm sorry, kid. It's our first time traveling."
After looking around and seeing me alone, the boy crouched and spoke to me more closely.
"Hey, are you with your parents?"
"Maybe he's lost. We should take him to a policeman."
Before I could respond, an elderly woman who was listening to the conversation came out of nowhere and joined us.
"Don't get separated from your parents like that. You'll scare them to death."
The lady spoke to me as if she knew me and confused me. Then she looked at the couple.
"I'm sorry. He's a very energetic boy,"
she said, smiling, but looking at me a bit angry.
"I'll take him to his parents."
After sharing a few smiles with the young men, the lady took me by the arm and started walking with me.
"You shouldn't go away from your parents like that, young man. This place can be very dangerous."
"I'm sorry. I got mad at my daddy because he didn't want to lend me his cell phone to play Fortnite. So I went to the bathroom to look for my mom."
"Well, but you have to understand that they want the best for you. I'm sure you spend a lot of time playing video games."
At her answer, I just bowed my head and kept walking.
"Come on, let's go to the bathroom to look for your mother."
After a few seconds of walking, the lady spoke to me again.
"And tell me, boy, where are you going?"
"To my grandparents' house in Naples. My grandfather has a restaurant, and he always makes me very tasty food. And my grandmother has to give me the presents that Santa left me."
"What a nice family you have, boy. I wish we had all been so lucky,"
she said, smiling, although I could see a little bit of resentment in her words.
"Anyway, are you doing well at school?"
"Miss, I think we went past the bathroom. We are going to the airport exit," I told her, confused. I may not remember where the bathrooms are, but I did recognize the entrance.
"Stay calm, kid. Your mom went outside to wait for you. She just sent me a message. Now tell me, what is your favorite food?"
"But you never took out your cell phone. Besides, you don't know my mother." Hearing me, the old lady stopped smiling and grabbed my wrist tightly. For a grandmother, she had a lot of strength. At first, I thought she was a little chubby, but then I noticed that her body was very big because she was quite athletic. "Miss, you are hurting me. Where are we going?" The lady didn't answer me. She didn't even look at me. She just kept walking. "Please, let me go. It hurts." I struggled and then shouted, "Help! She is not letting me go to my parents." At my desperate screams, everyone turned to look at me. And in the distraction, I managed to get away from the woman and take my first steps alone. Suddenly, something pulled me back. I felt a sharp pain in my head, and that's when I realized that the lady was grabbing me by the hair. After pulling me back with great force, she slapped me hard and said in a loud voice,
"James, don't embarrass me. You have to stop doing this show all the time. Your parents will be furious."
I thought of 1,000 things to say to her, but I just couldn't help myself and started crying while the lady took me to the exit. People seemed outraged by what the lady had just done to me, but everyone went on with their lives, believing her. As we walked outside, we took a few steps towards a large white van. There was a hooded man with glasses leaning on in.
"How are you going to put on such a show in the middle of the airport?" he said to the lady.
"How easy it is to give your opinion when you're scratching your ass. Shut up and open the doors.
You fucking brat, you scream like that again and I swear I'll cut your fucking tongue out. His tone of voice was low, but full of violence. I saw his face for the first time.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
He had huge eyes with red circles under them and was breathing heavily. He looked as if he could kill me at any moment.
Come on, kid. Don't pay any attention to him. You must never do drugs or you'll end up like this idiot. I'm sorry to hit you. Get in. We'll go get something to eat and I'll bring you to your parents, I promise.
The man opened the back doors of the van and the lady took me there. I was still a little dazed from her slap. But when I found the opportunity, I bit her hand and ran away. I couldn't run for more than a few seconds, as the man had already caught up with me, grabbed me by the shoulder, turned me around, and punched me in the stomach, then carried me and threw me violently into the back of the van.
What the fuck did you just do? We are in broad daylight, you stupid junkie! Start the damn van!
The inside of the van was dark. I just cried uncontrollably. My chest was about to explode from the pain I suddenly felt. From one moment to the next, there was a lot of shouting and banging outside the van, and a beam of light came back in, and the doors opened. There were people I didn't know, looking at me in relief. They helped me out of the van, and I could see the police rushing over, while a large group of people stood around the two kidnappers, kicking them on the ground. Within minutes, the cops had taken me to my parents, who hugged me in tears and promised me they would never be distracted again. If I hadn't bitten that lady and the man hadn't been so violent with me, people would never have noticed, and who knows what would have happened to me if that van had started up. From that day on, I decided that I was going to behave better and that away from home, I would never again be separated from my parents. I took a contractual job as a maintenance worker in the airport during the time of the pandemic. All of us are used to seeing busy airports, but when the pandemic struck, I couldn't believe how stranded a closed airport can be. I couldn't work there more than a night, and I'm about to tell you why. For the sake of privacy, I'm not going to disclose the identity of this airport, but it's one of the most famous ones in the United States. Anyways, it was my first day on the night shift, as I had a day job as well. I was doing it just for some extra cash. I lived close by, so it was easy for me to go there. My shift included floor cleaning, bathroom cleaning, and checking any malfunctions or leaks in the pipelines. It was 2 to 3 hours of work. I was prepared to be alone in a huge airport past midnight, but never in my dreams thought it would be the most traumatic experience of my life. I reached the premises around 1 a.m. in the morning. The general manager handed me the keys.
You'll find everything you need in the bathroom entrance. I'll be back around 4. Do you have a flashlight?
Yes, I do.
Great. Turn on the power switch on your own.
Okay. He left, and I entered the waiting area to start the cleaning. It was so quiet that I could hear my footsteps echo. Once reaching the switchboard, I turned on the lights and found myself standing in an empty airport premise. I started mopping the floor while staring at the empty runway. The airplanes stood like statues. I must have gotten lost in my thoughts when I heard a burst of female laughter.
Is anyone there? Listen, you can't be here without permission. Hello?
I looked around, but saw no one. Thinking it was my mind playing tricks on me, I started mopping again, but within a few seconds, I heard heavy footsteps running at some distance. It came from the washroom area. I guessed some homeless person might have sneaked in and is now trying to hide there. I started walking to the bathroom to check when the power went out.
What the hell? Ah!
I turned on my flashlight, and as it highlighted the corner of the bathroom,
I saw an average height woman with long black hair walk inside. I couldn't see her face as she was facing with her back to me. "Excuse me, miss, you can't be here." Following her, I went inside the bathroom. Just like any other airport washroom, this too was no different. A wall was decorated with lined-up mirrors, and small cabins resided on the opposites of them. Thinking the woman was inside one of those toilet stalls, I said in a low voice, "Please, come out. Look, I don't want any trouble, so please." But the woman didn't come out. She didn't even reply to me. I waited for a few seconds more in the dark with my flashlight, and then decided to check the toilet stalls myself. One by one, I opened the doors, and when I reached the last toilet, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. There was no woman inside the washroom. Only me, standing in the dark with my flashlight. Am I dozing off? I splashed water on my face to drive sleep from my eyes. It was 2 a.m. already, and I still have tons of work left. I came outside to look for the power switch so I could turn it back on, but my feet froze to the ground. I remember cleaning the floor, but now bloody footprints were residing on it. I started sweating out of fear. Thinking it would be better to call the manager, I took out my phone, but there was no network. With a trembling hand, I flashed the lights on those footprints and found them going to the other side of the airport. Not having a single clue what the hell was happening here, I followed those footprints. The blood was so thick that the footprints were intact, almost like someone drew them on the floor with blood. The other side of the premises had a large waiting area, some counters, and a narrow hallway that ended to the basement. The footprints stopped right in front of the basement. I was thinking whether I should go down to the basement or not, when I heard heavy breathing on the other side of the door. Who is it? You better come out or I'll... Before I could finish, the door twisted open. It creaked slightly, creating a small gap. I could see empty darkness on the other side, but no one came out from the basement. To look more closely, I flashed my light on the gap and saw a wide eyeball with a small black pupil watching me from there. A tear of blood came out of it, and I was unable to move. My heart stopped beating as the owner of that eye just watched me panicking. While sitting on the floor, I have never felt fear this way in my entire life. Suddenly, the eye blinked, and I realized I am alone in this entire airport. I had locked the doors once the manager left, and there's no way anyone else can get in here. Then who is that person on the other side of the door? Suddenly, a skinny hand with bony fingers appeared from the gap and started calling me. The fingers kept calling me, and the horrifying eyeball watched me. That laugh of the woman took place again, and the basement floor flung open with some invisible force. I just wanted to get up and run away when a spine-chilling scream took place and all the glass windows shattered. I have never heard this amount of glass break at the same time. I got covered with broken glass. To save me from being cut, I hid my face in my hands and started screaming for help. I don't remember how long I remained there that day, but suddenly, a gush of cold wind touched my body. I opened my eyes and saw a terrifying-looking woman staring right in front of my face. She was so close to my face that I could feel her cold breath on me. Half of her face was gone, with streams of blood flowing down her head. She only had one eye, which was now staring dead into mine. She opened her mouth to say something, but except for a distorted groan, nothing came out of it. I was so petrified that I forgot to scream. She then tried to hear something, and again looked at me. A huge grin appeared on her face, and I could see her white teeth covered in bloodstains. She shushed me, using her broken index finger, and slowly, everything went black in front of my eyes.
Hey, what the hell? Are you all right? Get up. Hello?
Someone sprinkled water on my face while calling out to me. I opened my eyes and found myself lying on the floor. I must have fainted. The manager helped me get up and asked what the hell happened. I couldn't answer him as I noticed the surroundings. The glass windows were intact. The bloody footprints were gone, and so was that woman. I knew he wouldn't believe me no matter what I said. I still finished the job somehow, while he stayed with me. I never went back there during the pandemic, and I don't want to be alone in an airport ever again. I don't know who that woman was, but I am aware of the haunted airport tales, where dead passengers' souls roam around the premises after dark, looking for one opportunity to relive again.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Thank God I didn't follow her into that basement. Who can tell what would have happened if I did?